Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Education and Rootwork Podcast. Yes, this is your host, Queen D. I'm back. Well, that didn't sound too bad, did it? I was told it wasn't loud enough. So, I would like to first say thank you to all my listeners. Oh, I appreciate all of my followers so much. I appreciate all the people in my life that support me in everything that I do. I want to first say that. I appreciate the snoopers. And as I have said before, the book is wide open. Kiss, kiss. Okay, let's roll into the show. I want to talk about appreciation first, because sometimes that can be a hindrance in the things, the goals that you want to accomplish in your life. Let's say that someone does you a favor. You ask for something bigger, but you get something small. Well, you have to think about that. It's more than what you had. So appreciate it. But many people complain, I can't do anything. Oh, why did they even give me this? That was a blessing. Think about it. That was a blessing. You should be appreciated. You know, when you're appreciating the small things, the small blessings from God in your life, then you're going to get bigger things. And prayer. Pray every day. Every day and every night. Sometimes all during the day. And some don't understand that, you know, your answer might not come in. Your blessing, what you prayed for, might not come right then. But I tell you one thing, it's going to be there on time. Never get impatient when you pray. See, if you worry, don't pray. If you pray, don't worry. Another thing, accomplishing your goal. You can't go out, as a wise person told me, and thank the sloth when you could be thinking about fish and the country cook. You can't do that. So your mind always has to be in a higher state to get to positive results. Yes, you have to thank country cook. You have to thank next. All the rich, but we don't realize that we already have rich. We have God in our lives. Just wanted to say that. And yes, God is a part of everything that we on our head. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. He knows what we're going to do. When you move your thing, he already knows. He already knew that you were going to move your thing. Think about that. Tragedies that people have overcome. Some people forget where they come from. They've had great tragedies in their life. And when you're in that bad situation, you are praying, oh, dear Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll do this, I'll do that. That's why you're down. But some people never stick to the promise that they made to God. It could have been an accident, a shooting that you survived. It could have been anything. But you slip back into the lifestyle you were in before. And that's no good, because you made a promise to God. See, many misunderstand. When you claim Jesus when you claim God and you confess and believe that he died on the cross for our sins, and you know your soul is saved, then that's what it is. You don't go back and renege. You don't go back into what you were doing. You try to do better, not worse. Some of our churches are not fair. Different people, different things. But when you have a person that's doing the evil to get by, cheating other people, how in the world do you think you're going to make it? I know somebody right now. He has a profession, a low profession, but he's cheating people. Let's say it's a cab driver. Yes. And he's supposed to be God. He's supposed to be becoming a preacher. And he's having trouble getting the church open. First, it's the windows. Then it's the carpet for the curtain. But guess what, dear? He is not going to have a good time getting it because he's fake. And everybody probably knows about the man everywhere in that town. So, of course, he's going to have a hard time. And when things open up, when the building opens up, the service is not going to stand long because he has done so much dirt to everyone else. Now, this is something you look for. Okay. I said, you know, example of cab driver, use this. You're riding with someone else, and you're overpaying them anyway. And then they come out with, give a donation. Give a donation today, and you'll get your blessing tomorrow. Well, how is he to say you're going to get a blessing tomorrow? For the day. No one knows what God is going to do. No one is perfect. So when you do things like this, it comes back to you. So let's say he collects. Of course, or does, whatever it may be, from everybody. Then you get to have a free heart person on there that truly has the faith. And then the person gets jealous. Now, imagine if it was you. Person gets jealous, and then everything starts going haywire. Oh, you get into that person's vehicle, and you're seeing grease spots on the seat. You're seeing that there's oily-looking spots on the door. And let's talk about the black ice air freshener. Those trees, those little trees you get for air freshener, pine tree. And it's smelling stronger than usual, and everybody knows the scent of a certain air freshener. It's not going to smell like a perfume and an oil, too. See, everybody is wise to a person like this because word gets all over town. Yes, it does. And then people begin to slack off, and they don't know why. But they're still dibbling and dabbling in this type of work, trying to feed people. And then they have bad luck coming to them. So what I'm saying is, don't think that your scheme is going to go unpunished and you're going to get on top, because you're not. You're not going to get on top. Not stealing, not trying to mess somebody else up so that you can have success, not trying to be nosy and see what everybody else is doing so that you can do more. Everybody was put here for a reason, and those reasons are different. Everybody wasn't meant to be the same. And some need to learn to accept just that. One more thing. This certain cab driver can't prevent people from getting their own. And if they got there underneath the rock, he's trying to bring them back, or she is trying to bring them back. Well, that doesn't work but one or two times. And then they run the card readers, palm readers, to check out certain people. Well, some don't tell the truth, and they feel like, oh, yeah, I got it now. They don't have it. When it turns back, it's going to be horrible. And they've probably been through horror before. You can't go into the ministry and you're committing adultery. Not once, not twice, but for the third time. You can't do that and still committing adultery. And the wife is sitting there with a nose turned up, and everybody and should have the nose turned up at this certain person because she slept in the dark. Father knows about the first one because it was a horrific accident. But you don't know about the other. This is another point. Stop turning your nose up at people. Know who to turn your nose up at. People that you can turn your nose up at. Have the attitude like this. I'm getting off the drop. Have an attitude like this. I am better than doing drugs. I am better than scamming and cheating. I'm better than going out here sleeping with another woman or another man. I'm better than fornicating. I'm better than lying, scheming, and conniving. I'm better than trying to get an innocent family out of their home. I'm better. You always have to think I'm better. It doesn't mean you're better than everybody else. But come on. When you sit back and watch others and what they do, yes, we are better. Oh, better. Okay, better. Okay. Oh, that time was going fast. All right. Let's go into the ponder. You know, some workers that has just started in this terrific, wonderful work asked me about oils and tinctures. I didn't tell you what about a tincture. And people are afraid of what people may say. Everclear will help detect what you want. First, just say if you turn to make some lemongrass oil. Okay, you can picture it. You can actually picture it. All you do is put that lemongrass into a bottle of Everclear. Then lemongrass, the grass, cuts and clears. I'm so sorry. I said lemongrass, but lemongrass cuts and clears. It removes Jesus. It's mixed with other things to remove evil. Yes, it is. Lemongrass is put on the oil of lemongrass. But verbena, is, you know, you sniff lemongrass sometimes, but it is to break up a toxin. That is what it's originally for. Now, lemongrass, on the other hand, it can be mixed with many deep text and curse removing products to strengthen it. I hope you wrote that down, but you're going to still have to ask somebody else about the picture. If you are a client, ask my work, you're going in the right direction, and you know who has to mix that lemongrass with the Everclear. Yes, which is pure raw alcohol. They brought in the strength of that. Lemon balm, bee balm. I'm all into the lemon today. Bee balm. it is to promote health and break up bad conditions. All right. This can be also used to draw a married lover or a new lover. Please go for the new lover. Do not show between a married couple. See, they said their vows before God and many people. And when you break in on their marriage or they break their vow, that's it. When you get married, the body is safe. You promise yourself to each other. And when you go out and have sex with another man or another woman, then you have broken the trust in everything. Even just plotting to go out, you have broken that. Because the other person in the relationship is going to find out one way or the other. Okay, there's a landlord fix ritual that can be done. You need a white candle with the landlord's name on it. You're going to need a little brick dust, and you're going to need some magnetic sand. Why would you need magnetic sand? Because in this, you are trying to push them away or draw them to you to fix your house. Okay, if you're sitting under a thumb loop, a lot of things that need to be fixed in the house, and nothing is being fixed, you need to call code enforcement first. If you have code enforcement in your town, yes. But there is a ritual about landlord fixing. And if you want to know more about that, I'm not going to say it on air. But if you want to know more about that, please contact me after the show. It doesn't matter what time you call because I'm dedicated to my work and I am alert all night. Of course, someone has to sit there to rest every once in a while, but I'm dedicated. Graveyard dirt. I never give instructions on waste. Well, tips on it. Anyway, when I'm working with my clients, I do. But going out there, again, going out in the graveyard and getting dirt to hurt someone else is not a good deal. Messing with that graveyard dirt is not a good deal anyway. You don't know what kind of spirit you really bring back unless you went to a relative. If that relative was horrible and white, then think about the spirit you bring it back. And I hope that you're not getting a sentence behind this, but it's the truth. Setting up the mic, the oil lamp. Let's go to oil lamp. There is something that can be done with the oil lamp that is a light, and it is very effective. That's quite easy. Let me draw an oil and about 13 money drawn earth, which I will not name on this show, because that information needs to come from a worker. And I want to tell all of the other workers that may be listening in, you're doing great. I know some days may be hard, and I know that people get on your nerves. They get on my nerves, too, but hang in there, because this is what you're supposed to do. As I have told everyone, you cannot learn this from a DVD. You can't learn it from a book, and you can't do what a worker told you to do 10 years ago. You don't take your information either that you have gotten from a worker and spread it around. You don't do that because it's going to cause a whole lot of problems. Because when it blow up in their face, guess who they're going to blame and go after? That's you, because you gave them the information. Taking people to the chicken farm to get hen eggs, that just because someone told you to do it years ago, it's not the way. It is not the way. And I see in a certain place that these neighbors, we always have problems with neighbors. I mention it almost every week. It's sitting back waiting for destruction to come to a household. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's not coming. It's coming to you. Where you set up for someone else to get hurt or killed, it's coming to you because you had your hand in the dirt. You want to draw people away from your neighbor? You should not cover your neighbor's house. You don't do that. The Bible says you don't do that. You don't tell them his house, you, dirty, or whatever is going on. It's none of your business. So why plot and plot? Every time someone comes out of a door, you don't have to be pointing either, acting like you're talking about somebody when you're really not. You're pushing up a fight. See, this is what hinders you. And you wonder why things aren't going too good for you. That's why. And when you are called out, when you're doing something, it's over with. It's not going to work. So you may as well stop that too. Okay, let's talk about our family members. Okay, sometimes I've had this to come to me this week. So excuse me, everyone, but it has to come out. This is a part of real talking. It's a part of voodoo, conjure, witchcraft. All of that that you are loving to listen. So listen carefully. One, you are in a situation and you have been needled. Let's say sister and brother for years and years. But now, at this time, they need you. It's like the rabbit holding the gun. And you say, you know what, I shouldn't do anything for them. But you turn the other cheek and do it anyway. And some have failed when they turn the other cheek and do this favor, whatever it is, anyway, they're still talked about. And they're using everybody in the family to get over. They're using mama to get over. They go to mama and love her up real good until they get what they want. Then they go. Don't even want to answer a phone or anything. And you know, there's conjure to keep these people away. There's conjure to bring the family together. It depends on what the client wants. And do the client. Do not expect a discount because one of your friends said that you needed help and you needed to call us. We don't give discounts. This is not Kmart. This is not Coop. This is not Walmart. This is not JCPenney. This is not Time Warner. None of it. And then out of every family, you always have the money haul. The money haul. All you're about is money, 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 money. And every time you look up, they know exactly when you get paid. They know exactly what you do. And it gets so good to them, they try to get you 2 or 3 days before. But think, before you get too close to these backstabbing family members again. Because if a snake bites you one time, that snake is going to bite you again and again. So that's something to think about. I feel like I have said a whole mouthful this day. I've spoken about a lot of things that really everybody needs to know. This show is not about nonsense. Yes, I bring up time tips. I haven't talked about past voodoo workers. Sean Paul was a fantastic issue. At that time, everybody feared him. But he was very excellent in court cases and law cases. And he was born in Georgia. He was born in Georgia and ended up living in New Orleans. How fascinating. He ruled in 1749. And he was married. And people saw him with his family. They looked but a happy family. And they were a happy family. He had people to spy on him just to see what was going on in his home. Okay, make a long story short, they got what they needed for science, but when they saw, and they saw that this was all right. So he must have been doing something right. See, past leads us to the future. They have laid the foundation for us working. And we're here because of the past that they made. We're here because of the past that our ancestors made. You don't really don't know how many gifts a worker may have. And I'm not going to mention how many I have. I have gifts. And you don't try to take advantage of your worker either. You should work in unison. Do as they ask you to do. Don't try to jive them. Don't try to take advantage of us. Don't do that. Because I know after me, if that was to happen, then everything would be returned to where it was, and it would still be something going on. Don't lie. A lie is something I really hate. I don't know about the rest of you. Yes, my future workers, there's a lot to learn about this. Everyone that has been in this for a very long time like I have know that sometimes it takes patience and you never stop learning. You keep learning. You keep trying to learn. Yes, you want to know everything that you can. And you're supposed to be wise for the many works of magic out there, not only voodoo or witchcraft, there's many more that people use. All these fake palm readers that people have gone to trying to check up on someone, they are blind. If they are like me, the people that's being checked up on, that is, if you're like me, there's nothing that they can see. And they got wrong information, still sitting back blind. And to go out and find out about somebody else, please check on yourself. They're still not going to tell you the truth, but just try to check on yourself. Because trying to check on somebody else is not going to help you. I think that I have covered it all. I'm proud of myself. I have given you 5 punch tips. And if you didn't catch it during this show, you can always replay this show about 15 minutes after the show ends. And you can always call me if you have any questions. Some questions you shouldn't answer. Some questions you shouldn't answer on X. And I believe in that kind of practice. Yes, I urge people to call. And if your question is not too personal, I will answer it right then. If it is, I will give you the number where you can call me after the show. We are almost at the end of this broadcast. And I want to tell everybody that I hope that the rest of their Sunday goes well. I hope that your week is blessed. And to my loving family, my mother, that is so supportive, I love you. I love you so much. So until next Sunday, I want you to share everything with you. Think about everything that I said.